The Forest County Courthouse was the focus of civil rights activities in Hattiesburg. Beginning on January 22, 1964, and continuing through the spring, a perpetual picket line of peaceful demonstrators marched in front of the courthouse for African American voting rights. Reverend John Cameron describes his experience. Afterward, long life Hattiesburg resident Daisy Harris Wade recalls her experience picketing with her two sons.
Hello, I am Reverend John A. Cameron, Senior Pastor of Greater Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Jackson, Mississippi. My home is originally Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where we were involved as director of the Hattiesburg Ministry Organization to Register Minorities during the 60s. I was elected director of the Hattiesburg Ministers Project with the help of the Presbyterian Commission. The call was made throughout the United States, and as a result, many religious persuasions came to Hattiesburg to assist me in voter registration. Then we decided to step up the pace to ensure equality. We decided to march to further dramatize our efforts in voter registration. We decided it is time now to take our mission to the county courthouse, and we were well organized to the point that to picket or demonstrate, we would in fact march around the Confederate monument. We were organized to the extent of placing 41 people on the picket line in increment. I led the first group, and we were arrested by the sheriff and carried to the city jail. 30 minutes later, the second wave came on the march, and they were arrested, and 30 minutes later, the third group came, and they were brought to the city jail. We were incarcerated in the county prison farm for 3 days and three nights. By the way, that does sound very biblical, doesn't it? Now, I was able to contact Dr. Martin Luther King and ask for assistance. I had the sheriff know that I would not leave the jail until all of the people who were in jail would leave. In the meantime, the second day we were there, a gentleman was walking around the courtyard on the outside yelled to me, "Reverend Cameron, what are you doing in there?" I replied, "What are you doing out there?" Meaning if he knew why I was there and did not participate, then he should not have had the question.
This was in the summer of 64. Laws were made overnight to try to block our movement. And no kid under 18 is allowed on the picket line without their parent, another adult responsible for them. And on this particular morning, his father was working at Hercules, and I had to get his breakfast ready, and I told the boys it was time to go get on the picket line. It's 8 o'clock now. So I ran them down, put them on the picket line. I told them I'd be back in about an hour. So on my way home, I was rushing. And as soon as I got into the house, I received a telephone call. And it was Lance Guillot telling me that the boys had been pulled off the line and carried to jail. He said, "But don't worry." So I immediately threw the smoke sausages and whatever I was preparing aside, and I made it on down to the city jail, which is downstairs at the city hall. It has some memories for us. And when I walked into the jailer, asked me, he said, "May I help you, please?" And I don't remember replying. And so I walked on in between the other double doors, and another one asked me, could they help me? So I saw the boys sitting on, some sitting on the floor and some sitting in a chair. I think it was four of them. And I asked them, what was the problem? And he said, "Well, we just pulled them off the line because they were underage." And I said, "I put them there. I carried them there." They said, "Yeah, but we have to protect them because you have criminals, you have people that have committed crimes out there on that picket line, and they shouldn't be with them." I said, "They're with a bunch of them now when they're in here with you." I said, "What's the difference?" I said, "They're in here with murderers, and you name it, what you've done." I said, "I want these boys out, and I want them out now." He said, "Well, okay, then you can take them on with you." So I brought them back and put them back on the picket line. And we stayed on the picket line until 12:30. And I told them, "Don't ever bother them again," because they had my permission. And I was so angry, you know, to know of that day, why did they select them that day? But we know as the whites would ride around the picket line each day, they were picking out people that they wanted to intimidate, including Jimmy Swan. That's Randy Swan at WDAM, that was his father. We were on the picket line, and he I wore my hair in pigtails. And the uniform for the workers there was blue jeans and blue jean jacket. And he said, take that gal's picture. And I stopped. He said, take her picture real quick. That was a scare tactic. I told him, I said, oh, no. I said, you ain't let me pose. He said, well, forget about her. Don't take her picture. So I But Anthony, he seemed a little, they weren't afraid to get back on the line. No, they wasn't afraid.